Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
December is here, and we are back with another installment of the Mind Your Business podcast series. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for the download again this week and for your interest in the program. And welcome to December. Boy, it looks like it here in the high country, doesn't it? Temperatures have been below freezing for a good bit of the week. We've got our first snow still kind of lingering on the ground, depending on where you are. We've got the ski resorts and winter sports resorts opening now. We've got Sugar Mountain open as we record this on Thursday morning. Apsky Mountain opens today. Everybody else open by the end of the weekend. It is time for winter here in the high country. It feels like it in all ways possible. And we're glad you're with us and getting ready to go through this holiday season with us. And with that said, you know, again, a quick reminder for those of you, and I know you're tired of hearing me say it, but this is what we have to do, right? Just be mindful of the folks that are working in these locations that you're visiting during the holidays. It has not been an easy go for anybody that's been involved in a business with customer traffic. It's just been a difficult year. So pack that patience, pack some gratitude and some positivity as you visit our retail shops and our restaurants and know that those folks have been doing absolutely everything they can to keep their businesses open and their staffs employed. And during the holiday season, sometimes tempers can run a little bit hotter anyway, just with the nature of things. So if you're out and about and you see somebody doing a great job or you see your favorite businesses open, just, you know, maybe offer a kind word of encouragement that 2020 will soon be over and we'll be on to bigger and better things. We got some great news this week, and we'll be sharing some more in our Keep Boone Healthy podcast this week about vaccine deployment and just what that will look like here in our part of Northwest North Carolina. And you know, the light is at the end of the tunnel. We've got to get through this retail season here and send our businesses out of 2020 on somewhat of a positive note. And that means that we've got to be vigilant as well, continuing to practice those three W's. We continue to have issues here in this community with hospital capacity. Watauga Medical Center is bursting at the seams in their COVID unit. They are going through some planning to bring additional beds online to help support those issues. Some of the things that we talked about being a concern back in March and April are coming true here in November, December. So just with that said, anything that you can do to be healthy right now is going to help our local medical community be able to service not only COVID patients, but all of the variety of things that we have going on at this time of year. So just be mindful about that as you move about the community. All right. So this week on the program, we're going to jump right into it. Retail, as we mentioned, has been a little bit different this year. We know that those folks are dealing with some unique challenges. So we wanted to kind of capture that a little bit and help you understand how retailers have had to navigate through this holiday time. But we also want to tell that through the lens of a new retailer. So Mimi G's got started back in the summertime on King Street. They actually moved locations already, but a local boutique retail shop. It's everything that you want in a local business: local ownership, local origin story, tie to the area, and certainly being able to bring products that people are looking for, not only during the holiday season, but all year around. So Melinda Goforth is our guest on the program this week, and she's going to tell us what it was like to open a retail shop in the middle of a pandemic, but also why she opened it where she did. She was very specific about wanting a King Street retail location and to take advantage of all that downtown Main Street has to offer to a business like hers. And I think it's a very important story to know for any of you that are out there considering a business location, that location is a huge part of that business plan. It's not only about how people draw to you, but how your business imprints to that community. And in Melinda's case, what she wanted to do in bringing Mimi G's here, it just was a perfect fit for that business to be on King Street. She was able to take advantage of resizing where her business was from her original location into a larger spot, a one-story opportunity. So she was able to take advantage of that as well. But she just adds that again, a little bit of Americana to an Americana situation, like every downtown Main Street is throughout the country. And I think once you pop into her store, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. So let's talk to Melinda Goforth this week here on Mind Your Business, owner of Mimi G's in downtown Boone. Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM, our program brought to you each week here on the airwaves by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. As we mentioned before the break, we're talking retail today and the importance of local purchase decisions in that retail experience here in the High Country this year. These businesses have been dealing with a lot, as we all have here in 2020. This is a little different holiday shopping window, though. Not all businesses in our community are operating in this particular time in the position of strength that they're normally accustomed to. A lot of times they're coming into the holidays off of a strong October. That leaf season really kind of sets things in the right direction. They have a great holiday season and boom, that's a fantastic finish to 2020. This time around, it's a little bit different to navigate all that. We did see that strong October period, but with the health concerns of the areas around us, the states around us, even in our own community here, you just can't necessarily bank on the given that the holiday shopping experience has brought to us for years and decades. It's a little bit more tenuous than that. So retailers really have to thread that needle, right? They have to make sure that they are providing the safe opportunity from an inside store perspective. They've created new ways for customers to engage, be that online, live streams, Facebook presence, those kinds of things. And they have to balance all of that out with staffing, with product availability, and everything that's going to make this holiday season work the best for them. So there's a lot to process there, which means that's a great opportunity for us to continue to support those local businesses. We've talked about that a lot in the Keep Boone Healthy campaign, the impact of the local purchase decision and what that does for your neighbors, for them to be able to put food on their tables all year around. This is a particularly impactful time for us as locals to help support these local businesses that are with us all year long. So within that, we've got an opportunity to kind of tell that story while we also introduce a relatively new business to the scene. So Mimi G's opened up in the summer months, have moved already into a new location downtown on King Street, but they have spun up this second location of their business here during a very difficult time to open a business. So we thought it'd be a great idea to check in with Melinda Goforth. She is the owner of Mimi G's to get an idea of where everything sits. Number one, what inspired her, why Mimi G's is downtown, but then also what she's dealt with in trying to open up a retail shop in the middle of a global pandemic. So first of all, Melinda, thank you for joining us this morning. Let's start first with the inspiration to this, because everybody loves a good origin story. What was it that led to the thought about bringing Mimi G's into the downtown Boone retail space?
Right. Well, we started a few years ago with screen print t-shirts or vinyl t-shirts, excuse me. And then we went into screen print t-shirts and it was just overrunning our house. And everyone wanted boutique clothing. They kept saying, can you add that? Can you add it? Can you add it? So we started with a mobile boutique and we went around to different locations to festivals, to salons, people's houses, where anybody that wanted to have like a mobile boutique party, we did that. And then that just became people were wanting it and wanting it and wanting it and loved the clothing that we opened our first location. And that's kind of how that went. And then we just love the mountains. We love Boone. We're originally from Wilkes County, so we're not far at all from Boone from there. And we'd go to Boone or Blowing Rock or something about every weekend. So we just loved it. And we love King Street. So we thought that would be a great asset to King Street.
Yeah. You know, I know that shoppers often find the conveniences of downtown Main Street shopping to be, you know, you park your car, you walk from store to store. From the retailer's perspective, though, flip that around the other way. What is it about that kind of location that makes the most sense for you and the kind of business that you want to be around? And I guess probably the other kinds of businesses that you want to be around. Why King Street?
Well, when you come across and you're coming down the hill, there's just all these people and it's just a great atmosphere. And for retail, we thought that would be great. You know, just there's always a lot of people there on King Street. And just thought that would be a great for retail as well. And then we just really liked the other businesses and just thought it would be a good compliment to be in that area.
So you opened your first location on King Street. We did the big virtual grand opening for that. And then within just a few weeks, really, you hopped across the street. What was behind the move to the new location of Mimi G's on King Street?
Well, we just thought it became available, and it was our same landlord, and we just talked to them, and we just asked them, we're like, would it be possible? And they were like, yeah, it would. We didn't even think about you guys. And we loved our location, our first location. We absolutely loved the building and everything, but getting people up on that side of the street was a hindrance. They don't want to come that far up. And so we thought the other side of the street, when it became available, we were like, if we could jump on that opportunity to be on that side. So when they're on that side anyways, and it's right there in the middle of things.
Melinda Goforth joining us this morning on this installment of Mind Your Business. And as you moved across the street into this new location, you were changing up the physical layout of your store as well, going from a two-floor operation to one. A lot of the folks that listen to this podcast are into business operations kind of conversations anyway. So they enjoy hearing how you've had to kind of pivot the way that you run your business based on this new location. What did moving do for that operational aspect of your business?
Well, it's really not. We still have the two people. We're probably in the slower seasons going to have just one person during the week, but we did, it's easier. Our manager can do stuff while our sales associate is on the floor doing things as well.
We've talked a lot over the last several months about the differences that we'll see operationally for all types of businesses because of the COVID pandemic as it relates to holiday traffic, how shoppers interact, those kinds of things. How have you tried to position your business to take most advantage of this window that we're currently in right now, the holiday shopping season?
Right. We're just hoping that for the best and just hoping people will come in. I mean, there's still a lot of people in Boone and a lot of people shopping. So we're just hoping that it continues, and we're just going to provide excellent customer service training to our employees to really try to engage the customers and talk to them and get to know them and hopefully, make purchases.
Again, Melinda Goforth, our guest here this morning on Mind Your Business, owner of Mimi G's in downtown Boone. Melinda, there have been some elements of the retail world that have noticed supply chain interruptions at different times, but it's certainly kind of pointing into the holiday season because of COVID and operations and manufacturing facilities, all kinds of reasons. Have you noticed anything like that in your line of work?
Yes. No, it's our t-shirts, because we do a ton of screen printed t-shirts, and our t-shirt suppliers stopped making t-shirts for a while to make masks. So we're hoping that picks back up. But, when ordering clothes, typically by now we have like tons of red and buffalo plaid and all of that in our shops. And I'm not finding it because I think they're still, they're trying to catch up from where they were closed for COVID. I'm hoping soon that those pick back up.
Yeah, understandable. Is there any advice that you would give to shoppers, whether it's, be courteous to the folks that are working behind the counter or pack some patience? What's your overall message to the consumer heading into one of the busiest times of the year?
I think be courteous to, the store employees and stuff as well. And also, shop online. If you don't feel comfortable coming to the shop, we have a website and we have a mobile app. So there's a lot of things, and we do shipping, we ship everywhere. So in the United States. So, I mean, there's more things to do than just walk in the shop. If you can purchase online too.
Melinda Goforth joining us this morning here on Mind Your Business. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation as we continue in this holiday season here in the High Country and remind you all of the ways that you can help impact our retailers here in the area. Mind Your Business continues after this, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. People are what make the High Country special. The legacies of local families, the additions brought by new residents, the way we take care of one another. It's what makes this the best place to live and work in the state. To keep our community safe through the holidays, it's important to remain vigilant. Show your love for your fellow neighbors by wearing your mask, waiting 6 feet, and washing your hands. App Healthcare and the Chambers of Commerce in Ashe, Allegheny, and Watauga counties thank you for showing your love this holiday season.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. I'm David Jackson with the Boone Area Chamber. We continue this morning with Melinda Goforth, owner of Mimi G's in downtown Boone, one of the many retailers relying on this holiday shopping season to put a good cap on 2020. A lot to deal with the pandemic and with closures and, in this case, opening a store and then moving a store and then getting ready for this busy time of year. Obviously, we've talked a lot through the Keep Boone Healthy campaign about what it means here locally for you to keep those dollars local as you're shopping this holiday season. Certainly Mimi G's is one of those stores that could take advantage of that. Melinda, you have had to change the way that customers interact with your store somewhat, not only during the move, but thinking about how customers want to behave during the holiday shopping season. Big part of that has been your addition to online sales. When you started the business, did you ever think that the online portion would be as big a part of your business plan as it is now?
Right. At first, you know, when we very first opened a couple of years ago, you know, I wasn't as much into online, but it's becoming more and more. And we had to, you know, take advantage of that. And that's why we do a lot of the live sales. And we really promote our online presence because that's the way people shop. And like our lives, if they don't purchase from the live, they will see it, but then come in the shop the next day or the next day or two. And, oh, we saw that. Let's come in there and purchase it there.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about business creativity and finding unique ways to get yourself out in front of your customers. Tell us a little bit about the concept behind your live sales. That seems to be something that has you know, been a hook for you to again, get people seeing the merchandise. How did that idea come about?
Well, we did a few before COVID. You know, we would do one maybe every couple of weeks and stuff and show new merchandise. But then when COVID hit, that was our way to sell. That was our only way to stay open. You know, our storefront couldn't be open, but that way we could still employ our employees and keep our business running. So we went with it and we would hop on, you know, we would do a couple of them a week and then hop on daily and do trial videos and all that kind of stuff to really promote what's coming in. You know, our products were still coming in and we were still selling and people were buying from home. I mean, they couldn't go anywhere, but they were purchasing stuff and we would ship. So they love the lives and it's worked out really good. So we've just continued that.
Melinda Goforth joining us this morning here on Mind Your Business. And Melinda, we talked about the creativity. Every business needs that. We talked about location. Every business needs that. There are things about different types of businesses that you open that are never the same. So, you know, one business that opens up next door to the other has a completely different experience than the one that was there before them and before them and et cetera. So with that said, because of the circumstances that you've had to work with COVID and with moving and all of those things, what has been the most rewarding for you? What would you go back and maybe tell yourself if you had that opportunity to communicate that you know, hey, it's going to work out, it's going to be okay, but what's been most rewarding, what's been most challenging during this time as you've opened up your location?
I mean, it's just, you just had to keep on it and just try and keep pushing and that was the thing, just pushing those online and building that online so they, you know, if they see it online or they come in the shop and stuff and just take that risk. It was a big risk, especially during COVID, but because of COVID, but we just, you know, we pursued it and we were like, you know, we're going to try it and run with it and might as well go for it.
Did it make it any easier coming into an established downtown community where you had so many people that were faced with similar challenges around you, that network of support? Did that help ease the burden at all?
Yes, it did. Because, I mean, people are used to coming to shop on King Street in Boone and they love King Street. And there, you know, there's so many cute little shops and stuff. So that's the reason. I mean, that's the reason we chose there over some others, because it is an established shopping district.
We try to unearth a good mystery here every once in a while on the program, and I feel like we've got one here. Can you give us the story of the inspiration behind why you named your business Mimi G's?
Well, Mimi G's, the name comes from my niece, who is going to be 28 soon, started calling me Mimi. And when we were coming up with names, I'm just like, what about Mimi G's? I mean, that was just kind of it just stuck. But we try to have something for all ages. You know, in downtown Boone, we're trying to gear more towards like college students and tourists, but we try to have things for everybody. We look at the styles and we try to find, you know, figure out what the styles are going to be. We do our market research and try to keep up with the styles for everyone.
What a neat story. And that's so reminiscent of other businesses, not only in Boone, but really across all of the high country that have that personal family connection that goes into a name, or maybe it's a phrase that the family understands that now retailers just come to know a shop by. So thank you for sharing that. Speaking of sharing things, this is a great time to share operational things about when you're open, what your hours are, days of the week, that kind of thing. What would you like to share in that regard?
We're open 7 days a week right now, so we've actually changed our hours. Instead of being open 10 to 6, we're open 11 to 6. And then, like, we were open to 7 on Fridays and Saturdays, but we did cut it back to 6. But if we need to change, we can. But, you know, we're gearing up for Christmas and just trying to decorate our shop and just really booming the sales and the specials and stuff for, like, from now pretty much to Christmas. We'll be offering different sales and specials and all of that.
I know another question that's been on folks' minds, no matter where they're going at this point in time, and the research certainly suggests it's on people's minds. What can you tell us about Mimi G's operations in terms of the safety standards and the things that you and your staff are working on from that standpoint to make customers feel safe about coming inside?
Our location is large enough that people can social distance. They can social distance around the shop, plus just checking out in line there, you know, they can stand 6 feet apart and have no problem at all. And that was another thing with moving to that larger location. It does have a lot of, you know, a lot more space for people to spread out and social distance, you know, when we sanitize everything. And so, you know, we try to keep it as clean as possible and for everybody's health and safety.
Well, Melinda, we certainly wish you nothing but the best in operating your store, not only here during the holidays, but in becoming a part of the King Street landscape for years to come. You've got a great concept. You've got beautiful merchandise. And I know you've been through a lot this year spinning up this business. So, again, we wish you nothing but the best and hope that you and your family have a great holiday season and you and your business have a great holiday season. And you're a part of our community for many years to come.
Thank you so much. We've enjoyed it.
That is Melinda Goforth. I am David Jackson, and that does it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We will be right back here again, same time, same place next week on AM 1450, WATA, and 96.5 FM. Good morning.